Getting a good night's sleep can be much easier said than done, but don't worry. Our good friends at CBDMD have exactly what you need to get the sleep you deserve. CBD PM blends melatonin and other sleep-promoting ingredients with 500 milligrams of high-quality CBD to create a powerful and effective sleep aid. They are right now offering all Locked On Celtics listeners 25% off your next order when you use the promo code NBA at checkout. Once again, that's CBDMD.com, promo code NBA for 25% off your purchase of superior CBD products from CBDMD. Well, that's more like it, isn't it? Celtics had energy. They looked okay. They beat the Nuggets. I'm going to talk about it on this Wednesday Locked On Celtics Millers. Let's go. Rainy days back with the vengeance back. All the real Celtics fans in attendance. This the truth like 34. This like walking in the garden when you hear the roars. The crowd goes crazy. Most in-depth coverage on the daily. Mainly podcast royalty, the content kings. When you talking about the franchise with 17 rings. Focus like Danny at the deadline. Global with it, got a local feel like the red line, the blue line, the green line. Play it in between time. I'ma throw my C's jersey on in the meantime and press play. When the F's done, I can't wait until the next day. Trying to stay in tune with the C's, it's the best way. Melly. Hey there, welcome back to the Locked On Celtics podcast. Thank you for making this show part of your daily routine, whatever it is that you're doing right now, at this moment, wherever you are going, in this instant. I want to thank you for making this show part of your daily routine. I'm here for you Monday through Friday. Today, it's after the Boston Celtics beat the Denver Nuggets. That's what they played, 112-99. I'm John Corrales. I host this show. I cover the Boston Celtics for Boston Sports Journal. If you are not a subscriber of Boston Sports Journal, please go and subscribe. Use the promo code Corrales. You'll get $5 off an annual subscription. That makes it less than $3 a month to follow my Celtics coverage at Boston Sports Journal. Go check it out right now. It's free for this week. After that, you got to pay. You never have to pay for the Locked On Celtics podcast. That's free. It's daily. It's Monday through Friday. I'm also, by the way, the author of The Boston Celtics All-Time All-Stars, a book that is now available wherever books are sold. Celtics win. They beat the Nuggets. The Nuggets were very, very shorthanded. Their bench was basically G League players, but I don't care. The Celtics needed this win. We will take it. So I'm not going to, as they say, look the gift horse in the mouth, even though I have no clue what that saying means. The Celtics came out sluggish the first couple of minutes of this game. I thought, oh boy, here we go again. The panic meter is going to be off the charts, but the Celtics figured it out. They got it back together. They made their run. I thought that a few guys, role players, were huge in this. Obviously, the Celtics were carried by their star players like Jaylen Brown, who had 27 points. That's the, you know, you're going to need this from these guys. Jason Tatum, 21 points. Kemba Walker, 17 points. Those guys accounted for about 60% of the offense. And then when you factor in the assists, 8 assists for Tatum, 5 assists for Brown, 4 assists for Kemba, 26 assists overall for this team. Good stuff. So I'm going to talk about the good in the first segment, like usual, and the bad in the second segment. In the third segment, just a quick scan around the NBA and a little bit more from the Celtics and just why this. I'm not going into a whole don't panic thing again, but like this today is really evidence of like, breathe, just breathe. Please do not live and die with every win and loss. I'm not saying don't be upset at every win and loss, but I'm just saying, understand, like, today is a great example of why people who are telling you panic are lying to you. That's in the third segment. Let's start with the good in this game. And that was very obviously, okay, so the Celtics got their big performances from the big players. Jaylen Brown had a great game, mostly. Although his seven turnovers were bad, I don't like the seven turnovers. He's had a turnover problem. But generally, Jaylen Brown, good. But my mostly where I'm focusing the good in this, first of all, overall, nice win. That's good. Everybody can take a step back off the ledge. The Celtics, after this win, are 3.5 games out of first place. They're now in the fourth seed in the East. That's all good. So, again, that's mostly third segment stuff, but like, just as part of the good, take the breath and understand that Celtics, 1.5 behind Milwaukee, 2.5 behind Brooklyn, 3.5 behind Philly. I think we're going to do this whole segment in this nice, soothing voice. Or maybe not, because I don't want to do this. And it's late. I'm recording this at like 2 a.m. and I don't have time to do extended bits. The Celtics were, I think, carried even by their role players. I thought the Celtics role players did a fantastic job. So let me start with Aaron Nesmith. Aaron Nesmith did such a nice job, I thought, first of all, defensively. He came into the game early, and I was like, okay, let's see what this guy's got. And I was like, let me watch him on the defensive end. Like, I just wanted to follow him around the defensive end. I thought his positioning, generally good. He got beat a couple of times. He made a mistake a couple times, to be expected. But up on his man, following him around, hands up in the passing lane, not getting beat, switching effectively. He had a block, which was probably a foul, but they didn't call it, so it's a good block. But the energy, the effort, diving on the floor, that kind of stuff, like, I thought Nesmith was a big positive defensively for the Celtics. On top of that, he hit a couple of big three-pointers. And if you listen to the show for any extended amount of time, you'll know that I believe in clutch play that goes beyond the fourth quarter. So a basket that he hit to give the Celtics the lead back in the second quarter was, or first quarter, that stopped a 10-0 run. Oh, that was the second one that he hit. He had one in the first quarter, but one in the second quarter after an offensive rebound that gave the Celtics that snapped a 10-0 run and allowed the Celtics to hold a lead going into halftime. That's a clutch basket. That's a big basket. When the other team is making their run and you're in a position to say, all right, 10-0, if this shot goes in, it's a three-pointer, we minimize the damage. And the Celtics did minimize the damage. But if that shot doesn't go in and that run goes to 13 or 15 or 17, the entire complexion of this game changes. So, gotta give Aaron Nesmith a shout for a rookie who doesn't get a lot of playing time, and we're wondering, why isn't he playing? I guess he's just bad. Maybe he's not just bad. This is these opportunities, they have to come, and he made the most of it. Robert Williams, I thought, was fantastic. And after, he followed up a bad game. Washington was a bad game for everybody. But Robert Williams came in, and his energy was huge. Hit 5 steals in this game. Look at this line in 20 minutes. 8 points, perfect 4-4 shooting, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 5 steals, just 1 turnover. You know what he didn't have in this game? A block. Time Lord, no blocked shots. But I thought Robert Williams was really good in this game. So was Peyton Pritchard. Peyton Pritchard had 7 assists off the bench, had 4 super important assists. The game was tied at 71. Jokic tied the game in the third quarter. 4:09 left. Boston whips off a 15-4 run. Pritchard is running the show. 4 assists in 4 minutes, 3 of them for 3s. So Pritchard assists on 11 of the 15 points in a 15-4 run to close the third quarter. That's where this game turned. That's where the game was like, all right, Celtics, they got this. Now, obviously, they didn't. Nothing's ever set with a quarter to go, but that was the, yeah, this is, I don't think Denver has that one more kick. That was a massive, massive response. And Pritchard was on the floor for that. I thought the role players, you can give a shout out to all of the role players. So that's the good. There was some bad. Like I said, Jaylen Brown's turnovers, there were a couple of bad things and things that I didn't like, and we can harp on those things as well. That is coming up next. BetOnline.ag is the fastest, easiest way to bet on all of the sports action that you're looking to bet on. Doesn't matter that football is over, because the NBA, college basketball, NHL, they're all here. Baseball is coming soon. If you don't want to bet on sports, for some reason you want to bet on a TV show or reality show, you can do that. There are real-time updated odds and prop bets on almost anything you can imagine. So in-game betting on the NBA, you can wait till halftime. Check out betonline.ag, see what they've got for the in-game stuff, and bet on something in the third quarter or the fourth quarter. They've got you covered for news, scores, odds, all of that stuff. Go to betonline.ag, whether it's on the web or your mobile device, sign up for free and use the promo code LOCKEDON. You're going to get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Whatever your first deposit is, 50% of that goes into your account on top of that as a welcome bonus at betonline.ag. Your online sportsbook experts. Please gamble responsibly. Have you subscribed to the Locked On Celtics podcast yet? You can wherever podcasts exist, and you can follow us on Spotify. You're focused on the Celtics and on basketball, but there's a lot of other sports in the world, and if you want to get caught up on all of that, you want to be subscribed to the Locked On Today podcast. It's hosted by Peter Bukowski, and it's a daily podcast breaking down the biggest stories with analysis from our local experts. I've appeared on the show a couple of times. Make sure you start your day with all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you found the Locked On Celtics podcast. The bad stuff. There were a couple of bad things, and I still think that Jason Tatum and like Kemba Walker coming back off of a decent game, a good game against Washington, kind of had another bad shooting night. 3 of 8 from 3 was okay, but 5 of 13 overall, not a great shooting night. Him and Tatum, 11 for 31. And 4 of 16 combined for 3. Tatum got to the line, which is good. Like, that's what you're supposed to do when you're not hitting your shots as a player like Tatum is get to the line, which he did. 8 for 8 from the line. Great. The Celtics, after a horrible free throw shooting display, shot 19 of 21 from the free throw line. Tristan Thompson even got into the mix. They were doing a hack of Tristan, and the Celtics, Tristan Thompson, hit 3 of 4 free throws in that little stretch there in the fourth quarter that they were doing the hack of Thompson. It didn't work out. But Tatum's shooting's still a problem. Now, Tatum said that he's still feeling the effects of COVID. I asked him before the game, on Tuesday, if he was still feeling the effects of COVID, and he said, yeah, I am. And it impacts your breathing. It's not happening all the time, but it's still happening. which is problematic because he's been back for a while. And this highlights how little we know about the long-term impact of COVID-19. Tatum is like the poster child for this shouldn't impact you at all, right? Tatum is the guy, 22, 23-year-old kid, prime of his life, elite athlete in awesome shape. He should never even know that he had COVID. But he did know. He had the symptoms. Obviously, he tested positive because they test a bunch. But he's out there, he's running, and he has instances where he's not breathing well. That's a problem. That's a problem. It's a problem for the NBA. It's a problem for the Celtics. It's a problem, most importantly, for Jason Tatum. I mean, if he's still feeling the effects, how is a young elite athlete still feeling these effects? And how is he not the only one? Maybe having COVID is a bigger deal than some people want to make it out to be. Since he's had it, his production has dropped, and I think that has something to do with it. If he's not feeling 100% out there, on top of the schedule being a beast, then I don't know. Do you rethink having him out there? He says it's not happening all the time, so I don't want to say sit him down. That might make it worse. I have no idea. But the fact that he's still feeling the impacts is problematic. On the floor, he remains in a shooting slump. And from what I've seen from him on the floor, I think there's a discussion to be had about Tatum's offense, for sure. I don't think that he attacks strong enough. I think he relies on his jumper, which it's great to have that jumper as a bailout. He was blitzed a bunch. He was double-teamed a bunch. And I thought that he did an okay job. And that's also part of why he had 8 assists, just like the Toronto game. They're trying to take him out of his game. So they blitz him. He passes. Great. But I still think that he needs to attack more. We saw some of it. He needs to attack more. Kemba Walker, 5 of 13. I thought that I still think that Kemba needs to find out where he fits. I'm looking forward to the second half of this season because the Celtics, I hope, will have more practice time and have more opportunity to figure out where Kemba fits and where these guys can really operate at their best. That's still a work in progress. All right. Not much else bad. I don't want to harp on anything else bad, because we've had enough bad. All right? We've had enough. You don't need to hear more bad stuff. And frankly, all the other bad stuff from this was a little nitpicky. I mean, I can get into Tristan Thompson, and I thought Robert Williams was better in this game. But you still have to play Tristan Thompson. Maybe you could have flipped their minutes and Robert Williams plays 28 instead of Tristan Thompson and Tristan Thompson plays 20. Grant Williams was a DNP. I think that's partly because it's a back-to-back and they might need Grant Williams in a small ball type situation against the Atlanta Hawks. So no Carson Edwards, no Jeff Teague, which I'm totally fine with. But I think some of this had to do with the back-to-back as well. Interesting to see. There won't be a Kemba Walker in the back-to-back. He's not playing back-to-backs. So it will be interesting to see how the other minutes are handled. Up next, why today, why this game, why Tuesday was an example of just breathe, just relax. Now's not the time to get overly worked up. That's coming up next. So get yourself a Built Bar. peel back that wrapper and enjoy 2 minutes of this break with that delicious protein bar. It tastes like a candy bar. It comes in 18 flavors. If you've got a nut allergy, no problem. Plenty of flavors for you as well. Check them out. High protein, high fiber, low calorie, low sugar. It's everything that you want in a protein bar without that chalky, kind of dense, hard to chew protein bar that you might be used to. That I used to carry around with me, that I used to have for breakfast, but Built Bar came along and this is great. Have it after a workout, have it as a meal replacement, have it as a snack, doesn't matter. Check it out. Wherever you want to go, however you want to use it, go to builtbar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON, you're going to get 20% off your next order. And whether you order one box or 10 boxes, you can go back and order it again. Use that promo code LOCKEDON as often as you want. Try as many different flavors as you want. Use that promo code LOCKEDON. You're going to get 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Be sure to follow our social channels at LO Celtics on Twitter and at LOCKEDON Celtics on Instagram. Go behind the scenes of the game you love and get all sides of the story with Rejecting the Screen. Each week, Noah Kozlov and Adam Stanko get personal while interviewing players, coaches, and media members. They even interviewed me for an episode. You can go back and listen to that. All the people that make the NBA happen. So make sure you're subscribing to Rejecting the Screen wherever you get podcasts. So Tuesday was a nice day to look at all of the stuff that people were telling you Sunday and Monday and realize how many people were lying to you. Because a lot of people told you to panic. Oh, the sky is falling. Oh my God. This is the worst. This team sucks. And if you don't think this team sucks, you're a green teamer. Quotes, green teamer. Let me tell you something. If anybody calls you a green teamer, then you know that person is only trying to rile you up. No one says the term green teamer unless they're trying to insult you on purpose to get you to fight back. It's the equivalent of poking you in the shoulder or grabbing you by the hand and slapping you with your own hand, telling you, stop hitting yourself, stop hitting yourself. That when a person says green teamer, that person is being purposefully disingenuous and lying to you. No point in listening to that person. No point in reading that person because he is full of shit. What really is going on with the Celtics? They're hurt. They're fatigued. The schedule is crazy. But we don't know who this team is yet. And what we saw on Tuesday was a team that came back after that weekend and took a breath. Brad Stevens said, quote, I wanted to practice so bad yesterday. Every part of me wanted to be on that practice floor, but that would have been stupid. The Celtics took the day off. They had an opportunity to get together because they've experienced a ton of slippage. They've made a ton of mistakes. I could understand if they said, hey, we're going to have a practice. Not to go crazy, not to go, you know, run up and down and you know, run people into the ground, but we need to address all of this slippage, this defensive slippage, all of these things that went wrong. We need to tighten that up. But Brad Stevens said, you know what? No. He said, we needed a day off. And he said it in a way that everyone who has left work on Friday and turn to a coworker or your spouse, your partner, and said, oh my God, I need a day off. He kind of said it in that tone. So they took a day off, cleared their heads. And what they came back with was some more energy. Is this a solution? Is it all fixed? No. They got to play Atlanta. It's a back-to-back. They might suck against Atlanta. And if they suck against Atlanta, that's not like, oh, God, it was fake. The Denver win was fake. Told you they suck. No. Because the Celtics, even at 14-13, are just 3.5 games out of first place. They've played 27 games out of a 72-game schedule. So they have 45 games to make up a 3.5-game deficit. Relax. And this is why Tuesday was this revelation of people who wanted to lie to you and people who want to just look at things and just take things like a normal human being. They might suck against Atlanta because Atlanta's going to be tough. You're going to have to chase Atlanta around. But these guys get to sleep in their own beds. They get to wake up, full night's rest. Jalen gets to hang out with his grandpa. Jason gets to hang out with Deuce. Guys get to pet their dogs. You know what I mean? Like, they get to, like, chill out. They're going to get to the gym. They're going to go through the game plan. Maybe they'll have a little walkthrough before the game just to go over some stuff for Atlanta. And understand Trae Young. Trae Young's going to draw this foul. If you're chasing Trae Young over the top of the screen, don't chase too hard because he's going to stop and jump into you, and he's going to draw that foul, and we don't need that. That stuff can be discussed. But what we saw is a team that took a breath, didn't overreact. They know that they have to practice. They know that they have to get on that floor. They know that they have to fix these little slippages, these discrepancies, these things that cause them to look at each other and go, oh, wait, you were supposed to be there? Jaylen Brown had one of the worst turnovers in the world. Like, literally, turned the corner, had a guy in the right corner and a guy at the top of the key, and threw it out of bounds between them. Again, a guy in the right corner and a guy at the top of the key. And he threw it out by the break, by the hash mark. Who was he throwing it to? Who the hell knows? I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know if he knows what he was thinking. But we all know that that stuff has to get fixed. There's time. And the Celtics are in a decent position. Think about all of the things that happened to this team. And they're still 3.5 games out. It's not like they're Detroit. And you know what? By the way, Detroit is still, they're the worst team in the NBA. Well, actually, no. Minnesota is now. But the worst team in the East. 8-19. You know, they're still only 9.5 games out of first place. Not that I expect Detroit to do anything, but you'd think by this point, the separation would be even greater. Milwaukee just lost 4 games in a row. Philly has lost 3. Now, Brooklyn has won 4. They had a big comeback against the Phoenix Suns, which was exciting to watch. But they still haven't pulled away. They're in second place. Celtics are 2.5 games behind them. So you got a 3-game losing streak and a 4-game losing streak at within the top 4 in the East. And the Celtics are right there. So they have time. They have an opportunity. I don't know when Marcus Smart's going to be back, but it's not going to be anytime soon. Not for another week or two, at least. Probably two. But positive things have been happening. So don't listen. Don't listen to the people going nuts. Why is Danny Ainge not trading for somebody yet? Because the trade deadline's not for another month plus. And you're saying, but I want it now. You're like Homer Simpson. When Mo opens up Uncle Mo's family feedback. Family feed bag. And he says, he buys the fryer. He says, you can flash fry a buffalo in 40 seconds. And Homer says, 40 seconds, but I want it now. That's what you sound like to me. Like, the trade exception's going to get used. Let these other teams fall a little bit. Let these other teams stop trying to convince themselves that they have a chance. The Sacramento Kings have lost four straight games. Let them fall a little further. You know? The Orlando Magic are 2-8 in their last 10. Let them fall a little bit further. Let them stop thinking that they have a chance. Then they'll be a little bit more amenable to some of the things that Danny Ainge is looking to do. I'll be back after the Atlanta game, hopefully with a lot more good to talk about. So subscribe to the Locked On Celtics podcast wherever you get your podcasts if you're not subscribed yet. Also, please subscribe to Boston Sports Journal, which is where you're going to find my work. It's free for the next few days, but then you're going to need a subscription. Use the promo code Corrales. You're going to get $5 off the annual subscription. That's going to bring it down to about less than $3 a month. So worth it, I hope you think, for my stuff. Regular listeners of the podcast, I hope you're willing to give that 5-star rating and a good written review. Super, super helpful. The podcast stays free and it will remain free. We're not going to charge for this podcast ever. But what I do hope for is that good written review and the rating and sharing. Share the podcast. Tell your friends. They should be listening to the Locked On Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network.